Jaina.
Yo.
We're recording. we're already recording. Gosh, this is the worst podcast. I thought it was going to, like, give us a second to, like, okay, apparently not. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for joining us. This is Tipsy Topics, the podcast.
The podcast. We haven't started drinking yet.
Cool-wee.
I have my lemonade.
And Patron.
Keto lemonade.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
I have a tall white claw.
It's kind of lit. It's not bad. Try it. Just try it. It's really not that bad.
I heard the hesitation.
Just try it. It's not. You can't even taste the keto. You can taste the Patron. That's different.
Yeah. Is there lemonade in that cup?
Yeah.
It's like a splash.
It's lemonade in there.
That's good.
See?
You should make a picture of that.
Of Patron?
I mean, the actual lemonade in it.
You're right. I'm about to say I have a picture of the lemonade, but it's got to buy me a bottle of Patron.
Yeah.
Just when you sit down in the afternoon and just grab myself a glass of Patron.
Especially by Patron.
Yeah.
Please, ABC store.
Yikes.
It's great. It's fine.
You know what I don't want to drink every day? Tequila.
I would love it.
Yum.
I could do that.
The summer is going to be great.
Summer is going to be lit.
It's coming out of your pores.
Today was feeling very, very springy.
Yeah.
I went outside without a jacket.
You got up to like 70.
Yeah.
Can you relax?
On the way here. No, it went up to 75.
You said 85.
That's a 75.
No, you said. Sheena, she said 85.
I mean, no. I got a little warm in my jacket. 70. Well, Ryan went the windows down and shit.
I did. I got the windows down and then I blasted Lil Wayne's new album.
Okay.
How is it?
I like it.
You like it? Okay. I feel mixed about it.
I like it.
I haven't listened to it. I've been listening
to it. It's better than Carter 5.
Over and over again.
You said it's better than Carter 5?
Yes.
Ooh, I like Carter 5.
Did you?
With the Masked Singer, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Lil Wayne was
the
robot.
The robot.
Nope.
He got off first. Oh, spoiler alert. Hope you guys watched it. It came on last night. So I watched it today.
Right. Thank you. No, I've been listening to the same side. The E-O-E-O.
Roddy Rich. That's my jam. That's my jam.
Oh, that is my shit.
Gotta cash out.
Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
What a time. What y'all want to talk about? Y'all, telling Tia, y'all want to talk about the halftime show?
Sure.
People are upset, mainly white women.
And those are literally the only complaints I've seen. But, like, not, obviously not all. But some of them are like, the shit was great.
Yeah.
But then there are some that are like, my son was watching.
Okay. The cheerleaders be way more half naked than Shakira
right.
And J-Lo.
And even if your son was watching.
Okay.
So.
Ever. What happened to your son?
Right.
Oh, no. You saw some thigh meat. Because that's it. She was covered. All the important parts were covered.
That knew how to shake their ass.
Right.
That's what you saw.
You're welcome. The entire thing. I was like, well, she was doing crotch grabbing and yeah.
She probably grabbed her thigh. Shut up.
Well, nah, she did bend over in front of the camera. She did a whole like.
Oh, I missed that.
Grab. Like, so? I just don't see the issue.
I don't see the issue either. Mm-mm. Just say you don't like Latin people and keep it moving. All
that's
right.
It.
Just say.
Oh, that. Did you see the people that were like, why do they have a Texas flag? First off,
yep. There, some people were like the Cuban flag. Like,
Oh, you guys are exhausting.
What is wrong with you?
Are they so exhausting? I'm so tired.
Y'all's president congratulated the state of Kansas for their football win.
I mean,
that's understandable.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the few things that I was like, you know what, okay. But also, he should have Googled it.
And also, as the president of the United States, you should at least know where your shit is at.
Oh, yeah, true. Like me,
it's in both of them.
I don't gotta know.
Is it Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah, it's both.
Is there a Kansas City,
Kansas
football team?
No, they just go by Kansas City.
Okay, that's what I want to know. There's no football team though in Kansas, right?
Kansas City. I don't know, bro. But either way, he was looking real stupid.
Yeah,
because he's the president of the United States.
He could definitely have people proofreading his.
You ain't got no map.
Things out.
You ain't got no map.
Yeah, but I don't think it deserved the outrage that it did.
Outrage? I wouldn't say outrage. A roast fest? Absolutely. 100%. He deserves it.
Yeah, it was a roast fest, but a lot of people was like, this is why, blah, blah, people look at us stupid. I'm like, guys, come.
This is not the reason why.
Add it to the list, at the bottom.
That's like at the bottom of the list of stuff.
But not at the top of the list. Yeah, he dumb. That's not new.
Yeah, we've been through that. So this is what got you guys, not the racism, the xenophobia, and the travel. Him mistaking the fucking state. Okay, guys. Cool.
Speaking of travel bans, the coronavirus, they wilding out about that too.
They really
tripping about that.
Yeah, the same way they
do. You don't touch about this common cold, wash your hands.
It's taking out old people.
Don't most common colds take out old people?
All the time. Absolutely.
It's a common cold that turns into pneumonia, and now they gone.
That's usually how it goes. You knock them down the stairs. It don't take
much. Wait a minute. Wait.
You ain't got to do much. Help.
Wait.
I'm falling and I can't get up. Just don't purchase the life alert. That'll save me. No? Okay.
Wait!
Remember that life alert commercial where the lady fell and
I'm falling and I can't get up.
But she fell and knocked over all the
stuff. It still comes on.
No, I don't.
I was like, at least you got snacks.
It still comes on.
Oh, does it?
That's still a thing.
She got snacks. Damn.
Oh, yeah, I saw it at my parents' house because you know they still have cable.
It really confuses people when I tell them that I don't got that.
I don't know why.
Nobody got that.
I have not. They asked me about commercials, and I realized that I don't know the new hip commercials. I don't see them.
Hulu with no commercials.
I do have commercials on my Hulu, but it's only at the beginning of the show and at the end.
Yep. So the Super Bowl, I literally.
And that's only with ABC because they hate us.
That's it.
I have not missed cable since I moved out, and I don't have cable.
Yeah, I haven't had cable in years.
All I do is.
So you telling me I can just watch? I can binge watch all my shows with no commercials. Sign me up.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
that Life Alert commercial reminds me of those crazy ass infomercials. But they would be like, I think it was the one with the strainer, and she had the noodles, and she flipped it, and like they went everywhere, and it was like, do you have trouble with your noodles now? Like, trying to sell you something.
Now, I think those are just being super dramatic. I don't know if that's they're being dramatic just to be dramatic and try to sell their product, or if that post that I saw like later on was accurate, where they're like, this is for people with disabilities, like, and we're reenacting it for that. I'm like, is that true?
Like, I get that part.
Like, that could make sense, but...
For some stuff
is just super dramatic.
They was just knocking over shit.
I like, reach up in the cabinets and they knock literally, absolutely, the cabinet doors fall off and shit. Like, who's doing that? Nobody.
No one's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Infomercials.
People were upset about the Super Bowl. My cousin said he saw... Well, not so. These ladies at work were talking about how they didn't like because they can't speak Spanish. And I was like, okay.
My favorite part is when you look at the subtitles when Bad Bunny came on and it was like, speaks in Spanish.
Yep.
Bitch. Because how subtitles are supposed to work.
Thanks for the help, guys. I said those are the same people that go to like Mexico and like Amsterdam and complain that nobody can speak English.
Oh God!
Please stop. We don't complain. We just adapt.
They literally don't like us for this very reason.
Yep.
We know how to adapt.
Yeah, we know how to adapt.
If I don't speak the language, sucks to suck.
Oh well, we'll figure it out. That's that looks it. Familiar. Landmarks.
Google the most basic sentence in German, like
landmarks. And 9 times out of 10, they actually do speak English. We're the ones who don't know shit.
Yep. So. If they want to talk to us, they'll talk to us. If they don't,
they don't. Most that's of them fair. Have been nice about it, though. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Y'all was wilding out about the halftime show. It was really fun. It was, they put on a really good performance.
They did. Jason Momoa's commercial was hilarious.
I watched it on YouTube because I didn't know what people were talking about. I missed it.
That shit was funny.
Because we don't watch commercials.
I just came in late. I was helping my mom like cook stuff, but I heard there was a Trump commercial during the Super Bowl.
Woo!
I missed that.
Boy, it was. We were like, everybody that I was with was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Way to ruin the mood.
Right. It was right after.
Welcome him into my home.
It was like
they put that there on purpose.
Criminal reform, and somebody got out of jail. He probably pardoned somebody or something, and it was a black lady. She was like, "Thank you, President
Gross.
Trump."
Ugh.
And we were like, "Kind of bullshit is this?
Kind of bullshit.
Get this nigga off my screen.
These niggers.
These niggers." You know what?
Yikes.
I'm glad that who won last night?
The football team.
The Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because the quarterback.
Good Lord.
Really wanted to go see Trump. He was like, "I love Trump. I'm a huge Trump supporter," and they lost.
Oh, right.
So, Colin Kaepernick said, "Till you do right by me, everything you touch,
do right by me,
gonna fail." So,
justice, instant justice.
Jay-Z and Beyonce sat during
that, and they was heard about that too.
They are so upset.
We have been kneeling for the damn national anthem for so long now. Y'all are still upset. Y'all still mad? And you know Beyonce and them. What y'all think they're gonna do? Did y'all really think they were gonna stand up?
They really thought that. I too.
I think there would be more outrage if they did it.
These people outraged that they were sitting down for the anthem as they sit down for the anthem on their couch and watch it from the television.
All right.
Somebody was like, "Did you get your grandma up out of the bed so she can stand for the anthem?"
Right.
Right. Let me tell you that I was definitely
eating
a whole chicken dip. Drinking my soda.
I was sitting down. I happened to be at work at the time.
I enjoyed Demi's performance.
Yes. She did really well.
She did really good.
She did really, really good. I am upset with the people who are sitting here trying to compare to Whitney.
Just please stop. They were both wonderful.
That's it.
In their own individual ways. Whitney did great for Whitney, and Demi did great for
Demi. That's it. That is it. Let them be great for them. Okay? Like,
who's the better singer? They can both sing. That's it. The end.
That's it.
I can't hold the fucking note, so.
I don't know, Sierra. You can hit that Mariah note.
I might bless you guys with that on the podcast one day.
I thought you were about to do it right now.
I don't know what's like happening to Patron. My live performance. Oh yeah, yeah. But here's an interesting part about the halftime show that I read online. They were talking about Demi and Shakira and J-Lo about how they performed and everybody did well and all that stuff and how there's so much hype about it. But then it went to, again, a comparison kind of thing. But they talked about Cardi and how Cardi turned down performing because of Colin Kaepernick. And how J-Lo and Shakira went ahead and did it anyway. And then Demi performing the national anthem that we all kneel for anyway. How do you feel about that?
They said a lot of Black performers turned it down.
Mm-hmm. That's why when it was in ATL... Maroon 5 before, instead of the multitude of ATL artists, like, you know, yeah. Outkast.
And- Big Boy, yeah, Big Boy, like, out, Big Boy and Andre both said no. They was like, no. Like, and yeah. Big Boy came out and said, this is the reason why I said no.
Yeah, J-Lo, on the whole issue itself, took a very impartial stance from the dude anyway. She was kind of like, eh.
I'm pretty certain I remember her hitting us with an All Lives Matter bullshit one time.
She did.
Like, I don't even fuck with nobody, no way. Yeah. So I'm going to just go back to my...
I do. I mean, I don't mind them using their position for to you know, push their stance on, you know, the kids in cages and stuff. That's their issue. Like, and I think it's fair for them to be able to stand up for that and get that across. I don't really... Like, it's nice for them to, you know, be for, you know, Black Lives and all that stuff, but I don't see it as something that they have to push. Push? You know what I mean?
No. No, I'm a...
Like yeah, push, it's nice to have supporters and stuff, and I'm not saying that maybe they don't support it, but I can, like, see why they would perform, because really, in a sense, it's not their battle. Does that make sense?
It's only.
I don't know, man.
The reason I would disagree is because
they got it down.
Was all Hispanic too. Like, in one instance, like on our end, if it had been Hispanics or something,
which I also go hard for.
Yeah, which we will also go hard for. Black people, Black women, we definitely support everyone. But when it's time for us to get the support, we're like, no, stand with us. They're like, Now, I also feel like the NFL was definitely overcompensating for...
Oh, yeah, so you, like, tweeted about that.
I was like, this feels... I mean, it doesn't feel forced, because the performance was great, Demi was great.
It was all Latinas, too, and I'm like, because y'all know what y'all doing to the, like, to that community right now in the U.S.
Overcompensating? Because, you know, guys overcompensating they have small penises and they get really big trucks. No, every time I see them, they're tiny. A tiny penis. And this is what I feel like the NFL is doing.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
And that's my take.
Which is also so odd, because when they had Beyonce and them come out, what was it, last year?
That was
the year before?
Maybe 2-3
years. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, oh, well, whatever. So that was, because he had got kicked off the team back before then too, right? How long he been off? He was off before that, right? Or
I think he got kicked off after that.
Oh,
like, he was kneeling, but he was still on the team. Yeah. It was like,
when Beyonce went out there and did her thing, like, also at the time, Black Lives Matter was a big thing in the U.S. Yeah. And then the NFL did that anyway. But for some, like, for a sport that don't really support it, like, they really be pushing for that shit. Like,
I want to know, why are we like that?
America?
As far as, like, no, not even that. Black women. Why are we so, is it just like, I think, is it we're born with it, or is it something that dates back to like us being the caretakers back in slavery days? But why do we come to save everyone?
I don't
like, we go to bat for
everybody.
We go to bat for everybody.
Because you remember that is another meme that I've seen, but where it's like, what was it? Wow, with that movie with Taraji and the space thing. Y'all remember what I'm talking about? The picture of it was like, it just pretty much like, move, nigga, get out the way, I'll do it myself. That's the same mentality. I feel like if we don't do it, who else gonna do it?
The math one.
The math space.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, but
the one with math and space.
I know what y'all talking about. It's God, I just had it. It starts with an F, I believe. Does it not?
I don't think so. Hold on, we got to find it. We're googling it.
Yeah, I'm about to say you can Google it. Hidden figures. Okay, I was close.
There was an F there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that would be my mentality. Like, yeah, we take care of everybody, but I mean, who else gonna do it?
No,
exactly. But
and that's exhausting to me.
It is. So it kind of makes you think, well, are people just not trying because they know that we're gonna do it, or are they actually trying and they're just terrible at it? Man, we couldn't save the day.
I always look at people like that as terrible at it. They're just not as good at it.
I just do it myself. I can do it better. And I just think it's hilarious because speaking on that subject of us backing everyone, but nobody back.
Kenny, you went out.
Hello.
Oh. There you are. Am I back? Nope. No, you went away.
What happened?
Gina, come back.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my parents keep calling. Anyway, they like Terry Crews issued out his little half ass apology that don't nobody care about. Go ahead, we don't care. Go. Nope.
I missed that whole debacle. I didn't even bother. What did he do?
So, you know how Gabrielle Union had her whole thing with America's Got Talent? Well, yeah. How they said that, well, her hairstyles are too black and they're basically being racist. Well, they asked Terry Crews, backdated. When Terry Crews stated that he was sexually assaulted, mm-hmm. And everybody clowned. And you grown at this point. You wanted to get touched. Gabrielle was like one of the only females, black, well, besides other black females, that said, you know what? No, I believe him. I stand with you. I'm here for you. This is his truth. No questions asked.
Right.
Forward to America's Got Talent. They asked Terry Crews about the situation with Gabrielle. And he was like, well, I can't really speak on that. He was like, but I can say that I've experienced nothing but greatness here. This is the best job I've ever had.
It was crazy.
Maybe sometimes he said something along the lines of sometimes we can bring things on ourselves we can construe stuff that isn't really there or miscommunicate or something along that lines. And Gabrielle was like, oh. So, of course, Black Twitter lit his ass up.
There.
And then he got the nerve to come out and was like, the only woman that I gotta make happy is my wife. What's her name? I forgot her name. Rita.
My kids.
Robin or something. He was like, not my mama, not my daughter, not my cousins, just my wife.
And everybody, wife, a white woman?
No, she's like,
okay, because that would have been funny.
But, right. But we was like, so fuck your daughters, bro?
Damn.
So fuck them.
Fuck them little niggers.
So fuck them. And then the whole thing was crazy because his wife came out like a while before. I was just like, bro, shut the fuck up talking about this. This is you should have just said nothing. But here he go, commenting. It was like, you had just listened to your wife in the first place. You wouldn't even know you. Dismissed. You didn't even want to listen.
Damn.
Yeah. And Gabrielle, not only was she being harassed, but somebody made a racist statement about another co-worker, Asian co-worker, and Gabrielle called them out, was like, that's fucking racist. And then they started doing something similar to her, and then we're talking about her hairstyle, so they fired her because of that. Because she reported... fired Gabby because of that. She reported that, and then they started doing all this stuff like, your hairstyles are too black.
What does that even mean?
They're too ethnic. They keep changing. What are you doing?
Why can't I change my hair?
I'm so confused.
I don't want box braids no more.
I've had them there for 2 months.
You don't see my new girl coming out. I can't do this.
Just because y'all on here looking the same every week, diamond in that tight ass t-shirt.
Okay, with your black shampoo.
Same black t-shirt. But she said Simon was apparently one of the main people that were like,
yeah,
one of those like racist ones.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And Tara was like, I've had a great time.
You bald headed bastard. You ain't got to worry about your hair.
Oh my God. It made me laugh so hard because I know I'm surprised he hasn't blocked me yet because I have been going in on him on Twitter. Posted something Well, somebody was like, you know how those contortionists, where they twist their arms, and well, one guy like had his head go back the opposite way, and he was like, why does my neck hurt all of a sudden? And I was like, probably from all that two-facing. But I just absolutely cannot. And I'm like, this is a prime example of maybe Black women, we should stop being so gung-ho about supporting everybody. Because obviously we don't get the same respect in return.
We can't help it. We'd be ready.
And I mean, I guess we could.
We could.
But then what?
Nothing would
get done. No, ain't nothing done. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And you know what we don't have the patience for? That. I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Somebody
got to
do this shit.
And then I would rather be letting somebody else do it.
I'm
waiting for somebody else to do it.
Because I don't trust you to do it.
Mm-mm. You ain't going to do it right.
Exactly. I worry about me.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully we can do better in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I know some people hate cancel culture, but Terry is officially canceled for me.
I do hate cancel culture, but I agree. There's like a certain level that you put yourself there. You put yourself there. Yes. Like, I don't know if you can dig yourself out, but you really got to work to dig yourself out of that. Like,
no, that's like the ultimate betrayal.
I agree.
Especially since she already went to bat for you, and then you know,
right?
He could have just sat there and ate his food.
Just be quiet.
That's what you need to do. Sit there, eat your food.
That's don't what your black on. Wife told you to do, but here you are,
not listening. Not looking.
I think I would have been. I would have been okay with him simply when asked, saying no comment. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah. He just went on and on and on.
And digging that hole.
Y'all saw where that guy Rush Limbaugh has lung cancer. And I was like, He has lung cancer. Mm. He was a terrible, terrible person. So
that's unfortunate.
Isn't that's gonna get all the great health care that he wants no one else to have.
Right. So, right.
You do that, bro.
What else happened? I don't know. That was everything recent.
Yeah.
Just the Super Bowl. Terry Crews being Uncle Tom.
Shucking and jiving.
Oh. Always ripping that shirt off.
Yikes. Oh, boy. All right, Ben.
Yeah.
Y'all got anything else? I think that's good.
I think that's good.
Got anything else to add, Sheena, before we disconnect?
Nope.
All right, cool. All right. We'll be back next Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.